Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, it's Kennedy. This is your podcast for Tuesday, October 15th. Lots happening today. We had Dominique in for It Can't Be Kennedy Redemption Week, and he stayed for the rest of the show because you guys thought he was hot. Fortnite went down and everybody went crazy, and Carson and Lana discussed Carson's big winnings and their Nantucket weekend.
Kennedy, I had my wife standing by on the hotline.
It's my favorite thing in the world.
I want to talk to her about our long weekend trip over the weekend. We had a friend that turned 40 years old, and she wanted to just have a huge party with all of her friends. So her husband had a blowout on Nantucket. It was the greatest weekend I think I've ever seen. And I think why it was so special is because there were no kids there.
That is very freeing, isn't it?
Oh my gosh.
It makes you all get buck wild.
Just being able to sleep in past 6:30 and not having kids jumping on you and waking you up so
or
early.
Or us yelling at you.
Right. All of it. Good morning, Lana.
Good morning.
Hey, boo.
Best part of the weekend, not having kids, right?
Yeah. That was pretty awesome. couple days away. Good.
She woke up one morning at like 8:30. She's like, I haven't slept till 8:30. I don't know, in like 6 years.
Yeah.
But something happened at the beginning of the weekend that I think put a little funny spin on the weekend. I won like $500 from all my friends in the first 2 hours that we were hanging out together.
What do you guys do?
Right? Exactly. What do they do? They had this game. Did you play this game at all, Lana?
I have played this game in Nantucket. But I've played it several times and I suck at it and I still don't know how to play it.
Actually. I don't know how to play it either. And I won $500.
Because that is the most Carson thing that happens.
Right.
So it's called Shut.
I mean, completely a Carson thing.
Right.
It's called Shut the Box. And it's this little dice game and you have this word up there and it happens to say Nantucket and you roll a number and the letter corresponds with a number and you close it. And if you close out the last thing.
I know what you're doing. Right? I had that game when I was
right.
a kid.
Right, exactly.
Wow.
It's been around forever. And so, but if nobody, like if one person shuts it out, then somebody can match it and then they end up putting more money. Now they start the game and they're playing for like $40. I'm like, I'm not spending $40 to play some game I don't even know how to play. So they play a couple of rounds and I'm just sitting there, right? Just hanging out, having a beer, and then they lower the price for me. So I now for $20.
Yes, we will deign to allow you into the game. $20.
Suddenly, alligator arms is getting interesting.
So for $20, I'm in the game, and of course, the first round, I shut the box. Now, just because you shut the box doesn't mean you win. Everybody else in the game gets a chance to shut the box. And there is $500 on the line. And we go all around, all 10 people. Nobody else shuts the box. And I win. First time I've ever played the game. First time I go. $500. Thank you very much. I quit this game. I'm walking away.
You're that guy.
And everyone hated us the rest of the weekend.
Really?
Pretty much.
No, just kidding.
Is it because he walked away with the money and didn't put it back in and start over?
Oh, you know Carson walked away with the money. They lowered the entry price because he's cheap, and then he takes all their money.
Did you at least buy everyone a round of drinks?
So did you just take the money out of your pocket, out of his pocket, and just start spending it? Because that's what I would have done.
100%. I went shopping.
No, she did. Actually, I did. Anytime I had a chance to like buy a round, I spent the money. And in fact,
the guilt is real.
I will tell you this. They hired this DJ from Dorchester. I never heard of this guy before. His name is DJ Joe. He could be the greatest DJ I've ever heard in my life. And that is not spin. We should have this guy doing the Friday free for all.
We should have anybody.
I was going to say, literally anybody else doing the Friday free for all.
I would relinquish the Friday free for all to DJ Joe from Pride.
He really racked his name with the brain, huh? DJ Joe?
I think he has some DJ name, but it wasn't that kind of
DJ
part.
Okay, DJ Dan.
I'm just... So anyway,
said with great love.
So at the end of the party, I had about 200 of the 500 left, and I'm like, Joe, I've been around the music industry and DJing for 20 years. You were the best DJ I've ever seen. It was like having DJ AM at your house party. It was incredible.
Okay.
So I tipped him. I tipped him the last $200 I had won from.
Let's say you hadn't had that $200, would you have tipped the best DJ in the world?
$20.
Wow.
Thank God for Shut the Box.
Lana, you are so lucky.
I am. I'm winning in life.
So what do a bunch of 40-year-old white people in Nantucket get down to at a DJ party?
Oh, it was all like 90s hip-hop, Dan. It was like right, like 2000s, 90s.
And Lana, we were told there were no White Claws present. How is this possible?
I don't know, because the last time I was there, there were a lot of White Claws, but this time it was a lot of tequila.
Oh, okay. All right.
Ain't no laws when you're drinking tequila either, trust me. In my experience.
All right. I love you, babe. Have a good day.
I love you, too. Bye, guys.
Bye, girl.
All right, goodbye. Talk to you later. Oh, that was fantastic. So if somebody knows DJ Joe, we should get him to do the Friday Free For All one week, seriously. Apparently, he's a firefighter in Brookline, like a fifth-generation firefighter. The guy was incredible. If you know him, please get him to us.
I just love that Carson has a crush on this man. Lana's like, okay, well, glad we spent all weekend together, and you like the DJ more than me.
We invited him. He spent the night at the house that night.
Amazing.
And then he came and partied with us on Sunday. We all loved him so much.
He got paid to rage in Nantucket. That guy's doing it right.
He did.
He's thriving.
He is living his best life.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
We had Dominic in studio for Redemption Week for Can't Beat Kennedy, and I got to tell you, his personality is just amazing. It is fantastic. He's funny, and people are like texting in asking about Dominique. So Kennedy and Annie posted his picture on the Instagram. Oh my gosh, have you read the comments?
Yeah.
And Kennedy's feeling all sorts of awkward about this.
Well, I just feel like in this day and age, like it's not okay for someone to say that about a woman.
Mm-hmm.
But
the women are coming in hot on Dominique.
You guys do you, and Dominique says it's okay, so.
617-931-1234. If you'd like to call in and chat with Dominique, and I understand you do some stand-up comedy, too.
I do.
So you're a chef by trade.
Yes.
And then also a little bit of stand-up comedy on the side.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. I mean, Kennedy, come on.
A man of many talents.
Right?
I'm not discounting anything about who he is and the person inside of that face.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not discounting any of it.
Mm-hmm.
You do. Whatever makes you happy, Dominique, that makes me happy.
All right.
Go ahead and read some of the comments, Kennedy, on the Instagram, please.
Wow. You go, Dominique. Handsome. And also, Dan has the most handsome voice ever. So. Oh, damn. Good morning. Thirst trapping.
Hey.
Dominique's going to end up on the next Boy the Rose, as somebody said on the text line.
Somebody says, give the man a job. Ease up.
The Kennedy and Dominique show.
He's adorable. No, Dan and Dom. That's what we're here for.
Oh, Dan and Dom. Okay, sorry.
Somebody says they see a little Shamar Moore here.
Oh.
Got the okay sign. Got the gorgeous smile. And how many followers have you added since we've been sitting here?
Let's see.
All of them.
So many.
You can't even count them all.
I just can't wait for the DMs.
One, two, three, four.
We're
going to
be here all day.
Yeah, when you count
like
Instagram
had
followers.
600 something, now we have 704.
So I guess the question is, Dominique, are you single?
Yeah, I am. I am in a complicated situation, but I'm single. But you know, it's
he
very
told us the story in here off air, it is a long labyrinth filled with twists and turns.
It is.
But I'm going to suggest they are not together, Annie.
Oh God.
Or is it a trap?
It's a trap.
All right, good enough.
I'm sorry, Dominique.
No trap. It's not a trap. Listen, I will. I met a couple girls, and I told them 100%. I'm honest with them. I'm like, listen, I'm trying to get things to work out with this girl I was with, and that's my number one priority. I'm like, but we can hang out. We can go to the movies. We can,
I feel you.
You know, go eat dinner.
Let's go.
You come to a show. But like,
come to my show.
Yes.
I'll leave you some VIP
that
tickets.
That is a line. Come
Your
to my
name
show.
Will be, we'll call.
Dominique will not be able to leave here today. His head is going to be so low.
Well,
we're here for you.
But you guys don't know. Like, my head is already big. I already love myself so much that, you know. This is
wow.
Like,
he's self-actualized, ladies. He is self-actualized.
Yeah. You and me both.
From the 781, he is very handsome and his personality seems awesome. And his smile is wonderful.
Thank you. We are so jaded.
That being said, take a lesson from Taylor Swift and calm down.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Oh, my gosh. Hold on. I think Dan is putting somebody through. Is this Karan from Lynn? Are you there, Karan?
Yes. Hi.
Hi. What would you like to say to Dominique?
Well, I texted him. He seems nice and has a great smile, but like, calm down, woman. If he's not single, he's not single.
Well,
and he already seems like he has like a bunch of women, so like everyone needs to calm down.
However, there's something to be said if both parties are okay with you guys dating.
If it's an open relationship, that's cool. But all these thirsty women, like, calm down. It's not that serious, guys.
It's not that deep.
We're not in a relationship. It's just that we have taken some time apart.
That's
okay, great. You're in an open relationship.
No, we are not in any relationship. They're
on a break, to quote Ross from Friends.
We were on a break.
We all know how that one worked out, so this is going really great.
You're getting back together. You're on a break, but you're getting back together. You'll be making babies soon.
Wow, that was a jump. Right.
Oh, boy.
I do love kids.
Wow. Just keep putting it out there, buddy. Keep putting
Dominique.
It out there.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
Kennedy, let me tell you a little story about a video game.
All right, go on. Because you know I'm a big gamer, Carson.
I know you were a Pac-Man girl back in the day, right?
Miss Pac-Man. Tempest.
Right? Asteroids. Space Invaders.
Centipede.
Oh, Centipede was a good one.
Is this back when you actually had to go to arcades to play games?
No, this was when my dad would give me $5 in quarters to go sit in the back of the bar so he could drink with his friends. Mm. And I learned very quickly, if I'm quiet, I get to stay.
You get more quarters.
Correct. Mm. If you tell a funny joke, even better.
No, so this is about Fortnite. So obviously with yesterday, a lot of people, kids, had off from school.
All.
Right.
Everybody
was off from school.
Except the three of us.
Right. And so what are the kids going to do when they stay home from school? And especially yesterday, a lot of parents actually had to work. And so if you have a teenager, they probably stayed home alone and they're playing video games. They're playing Fortnite. Well, Fortnite crashed yesterday.
No, it was on purpose. I think it was on purpose.
Yeah.
Well, they did it on purpose.
Is it on purpose? I don't know that. I know there's regular speculation that there's a teaser video.
On purpose.
But yeah. It went down yesterday. It went dark completely.
Black hole. There was just a little ring of white.
Just gone. And kids losing their minds all over the country because of this video game. And do you know what Fortnite is? How
of
the game works?
Not.
Do you want to
quick thing.
So the way is there's a storm brewing. And the storm is circling in on you, Kennedy. And the storm gets smaller and the circle in the eye of the storm gets smaller and smaller. And the last person standing in the eye of the storm wins.
Then you just go to a new storm?
Well, you can play matches. They have all these different modes or whatever.
It's a battle royale, if you will.
Right, right. But yeah,
but
everybody
start over. It doesn't just end and you're done.
No, it just it ends. When they do live games, there's one winner in the world and that's it. It's over. But then you can play like side matches, you can play against your friends, you can do all of that sort of stuff.
Oh, update. It looks like it's chapter 2 is what it was saying, Carson.
Oh.
So it was definitely on purpose.
Okay.
You know. I'm your expert.
A lot of people got very angry. A lot of young people angry when Fortnite went down yesterday. Mark is from Boston. Tell us, how did your son lose it yesterday, Mark, when this happened?
My son, actually, I was sitting in the living room. The remote goes flying across the room. He punched out his TV. He stepped on his Xbox. And so he pretty much broke about $500 worth of electronics because Fortnite completely went dark.
His TV?
Mark seems rather calm. If I did that, my dad would not be rather calm.
No. These kids have more electronic devices than I do.
I just can't with this music.
Is this the one that they do the dances and stuff
on? Yeah, all the dances.
Gotcha.
Sure. Yeah. When you win the match, you get, you know, and you can set... There's different skins. That's the big thing. When a new game comes out, you get new skins.
What's a skin?
A skin is who you are as a character.
You get into somebody else's skin? That sounds gross.
No, it goes
it
over
sounds
here.
Like something from Buffy the Vampire
them.
Slayer.
Barrett's always hit me up. He needs V-Bucks. Dad, I need more V-Bucks.
But they actually are real bucks.
But V-Bucks are real dollars, real money dollars to buy new skins, to get more power. Yeah, the people. Yeah, there is a currency to this.
Gotcha.
Susan, did you hear about this and somebody losing it during the Fortnite blackout?
So I heard about it, when it happened, my next door neighbors texted me. She was like, Cam is freaking out. I don't know what to do. He like refuses to do his homework, doesn't want to go to school. He's like having like, it's almost like withdrawal symptoms of this Fortnite thing. So I brought him over to my house and he came over and I let him pet the cat. And that calmed him down because he was freaking out so bad.
They're like little junkies.
There's no doubt about
it. Come
that.
On, kid. Yeah. I just need 5 minutes.
Yeah,
come
on. That is my song.
Come on, man.
From the it's remarkably addictive.
From the 978, speculation, reckless speculation, Kennedy, about Fortnite.
No, it's done. I just read it.
A redesign of the island.
It already happened. It is rebooted with an all-new Chapter 2, a brand new location. Wilder, more untamed, plenty of forests, mountains, and lakes to explore, but fewer city or urban locales.
Oh, all right.
The abundance of green.
Kennedy, I think you should spend all afternoon after the show playing.
I have to move.
Fortnite.
Yeah, you want to have a 12-year-old curse at you on the internet?
I do
go play
not.
Fortnite.
Do I have to wear headphones and stuff and go, no. go?
A headset, if you
Red
will.
42, Red 42.
Yeah, no, all set, guys.
Some little 11-year-old British boy saying all kinds of words I can't say on the radio.
And their skin is like a really hot girl with big boobs. No, thank you, I'm all set.
That is probably right. Jeff, you know someone who lost it during the lockout, blackout deal with Fortnite?
My friend's brother, he plays Fortnite a lot, usually plays that during the weekend, and when the blackout happened, he ended up like breaking his PlayStation because he brought it out and he brought out a baseball bat because he plays baseball, and he broke his PlayStation by smashing the bat against the PlayStation, and then he threw the bat through the TV.
Quick what? Question, do you play Fortnite on the PlayStation?
Yeah, you can play it on Xbox.
You can play it anything.
So now he doesn't get to play it at all.
Or the console. Yeah.
And all you had to do was wait 24 hours.
Put a bat through the TV. He's a little Negan.
Yeah, you can play it on the phone. You can play it anywhere.
Yeah.
I'd be in jail.
Text from the 585. Fortnite Epic Games is actually being sued for being designed to be physically addicting to children 8 to 14.
I think all video games are.
Right. Oof. Same with Call of Duty when that came out, too. I remember my friends waiting at GameStop. I'm like, why?
My sister used to play a Smurfs game on ColecoVision, and she would get so mad when she lost, she would throw things across the room. This is tale as old as time.
Oh, I mean, I spent 24 hours straight playing Zelda at one point in my life. There's no doubt about that.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Kennedy, if you want, I can give you a quick update on what happened with all the weather on Friday, trying to get out for this long weekend.
Carson, I got to tell you, on Friday, we were all just biting our nails for you. Just,
I know you were.
Could
Kennedy.
He get to Nantucket for
I know
the
you
fancy
were
party.
Just sitting around, waiting with bated breath. Gosh, I hope he's safe.
We had a group text going, me and Annie and Dan, just, worried.
Thoughts and prayers,
just
man.
Just thoughts and prayers.
It was
T's
a vigil.
And P's. T's and P's. Well, I'll have you know, we did not make it out, Kennedy.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah.
The horror.
That wasted caviar.
So you had to stay home then?
Here's what you have to know. This trip had been planned for months, and all of the adults left all of the kids home.
Sure.
So when we make plans to be out of town for the weekend, even if the weather gets in the way, we are still going somewhere because our kids are taken care of.
Sure.
So, we'll go sit in the hotel and drink.
And that's exactly what we did.
Underneath a highway, it'd be fine.
That's exactly what we did.
Understood.
So we invaded the poor town of Hyannis, Massachusetts because we were going to try and get out on Saturday.
Oh, yeah. Nothing says like Riley in the streets like a whole bunch of 50-year-olds.
Yeah. Actually, I'm the oldest person there. They're all about 10 years younger.
Okay, that still doesn't make a difference.
Yeah, they're all like in their 30s, maybe 40 years
old. Lock up the bars. Oh, no.
I'm 50 and then everybody else is Lana's age, like 37, 38. So anyway, we get to Hyannis. We invade this poor little wonderful hotel, and it just so happens that this hotel has like a proper English pub inside of it.
Of course it does.
And I mean, it is spectacular. And we roll into this place, and the bartender, who was the nicest guy ever, was also the maintenance guy and was just like trying to live his life. And then we roll in 25 deep and we're like, let's go. And this guy like never, I doubt there's ever been that many people in that bar that quickly at once. And not only that, so we get there like early in the day at noon and all the boats have been canceled. So the bar doesn't open until 5, right? So that doesn't stop anybody in our crew from like starting drinking. So we are in the hallways.
Did you go get some nips?
They everyone
go to the packy.
like
I feel
it's
that.
Because there ain't no loss, Annie. Ain't no loss.
It was like spring break 99 up in the, that's what this place was. Like,
it's a sad, sad spring break.
Were you guys doing sex on the beach shots?
Yes.
Were you doing body shots of tequila?
Uh huh. Yeah, all of it.
Were you like all the girls in the bathroom saying he's so cute?
Yeah, all of it. All of it. And like, there are, you know, there are our families that are there because they have a wonderful indoor pool. So here comes mom and dad and little Becky and little Chad, who are just trying to enjoy their weekend in Hyannis in this nice little hotel. And then there's us.
You're acting like it's Cancun up in here.
Bunch of 40-year-olds in boat shoes and polo shirts getting weird.
Yeah, really. I'd be scared for my children. Just stop.
Give me another Guinness.
Who's American Express Gold Card is going to pay for this?
Oh, it was amazing. It was amazing.
Well, we're just so glad you made it out, because I got to tell you, if you hadn't, I couldn't deal with you.
Well, so we didn't make it out. And so we spend the night Friday night in Hyannis, and then we get up and leave Saturday morning, and we get to our boat. And there are multiple companies that send boats from Hyannis over to Nantucket. Mm-hmm. One of them is run by the state. One of them is run privately. And the privately ran one went, and we were on that one.
Because they don't care about anything.
No.
That is true, because when we got out to sea, I was like, oh, gosh, this might be it.
This is bad.
This is not good. Like, I mean,
did you put on your life preserver?
We didn't have to put on our life preserver, but
we didn't have to, but I was saying, did you?
Yeah, probably would have been a good idea.
Carson would have been the one.
At one point, they hit a wave so bad that people were sent flying.
I would have been green. So green.
Two people in our group got sick. Lots of people got sick on the boat.
No doubt about it.
This is it. This is the perfect storm. I've seen this movie.
No, this is exactly how it was. But so we get over there fine, but the government has the sense to not send the boat.
Right.
So all of our friends get stuck in Hyannis, right? So now they're all there all day, and there is a second boat. It's called the slow boat, and it takes 2.5 hours instead of an hour. And it's big, and it's not nice, and there's cars on it, and animals, and trucks, and
the horror.
You know,
but you were already on Nantucket.
I'm already on Nantucket.
There's cars on my boat.
So you're chilling.
I am chilling. Meanwhile, and not only that, it's the biggest wedding weekend of the year in Nantucket, because it's the least expensive. It's the last weekend where everything is still open. This is where they close everything down. So every bride and groom and wedding party.
Nantucket's doing it wrong. I would have charged the most.
Right?
Because you don't get any more days in 2019, friends.
Is stuck in Hyannis trying to get on a boat. So our friends that are now trying to get on other boats because everything has been canceled have to stand in line somewhere next to, like, in a shipyard for 5.5 hours.
No thanks.
To then wait 2 hours to get on the boat. So you wait 5 hours to get your ticket, and then you wait 2 hours, and boats just keep running. So they spent 7 hours waiting to get on a boat. Meanwhile, the group of us are sitting at the house.
But there was still a bar in Hyannis, so it's fine.
No, it's fine. There was no fine.
Why not?
Because they were standing in line for 5 hours. There was no bar waiting in line.
You had to have a rotation going.
You gotta
plan
ahead.
In line. I'm gonna go have.
I'm gonna go get the nips.
I would have been pushing Dramamine in line.
If you guys need some. Dope man, dope man.
Got
the
a side
struggle,
hustle going.
The drugs.
No.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.